We turn now to Lincolnwood, Illinois, a suburb north of Chicago, where reporter Jay Field talked to people at, where else, a mall, and asked them how they're faring in this economy.
I'm Kate Kane, and I live in Evanston. We work in the theater. We've been out of work this summer, and we're a little cautious.
Do you feel like your spending decisions of late are influenced by the kind of economic reports you're hearing on the news?
It's more sort of an underlying sense of, I would call it, a low-grade anxiety, that I don't know how much it's based on actual fact and what we read in the paper as much as fearing the worst.
Are you guys often doing jobs to support your theater work?
We have been very lucky in that we haven't had to do that for several years, but we are on the dole right now.
My name is Stuart Machick, and I live in Rogers Park. I think I've been a little less touched by the economy than most other people. I've had a solid job for about a year and a half now with a company that has about 30% growth even in this down economy every year. I'm probably spending about the same, but I'm certainly more aware of my spending now, how much, everything is. I eat out less. I do a lot of other things like that.
I am Abida Sayed, and I live in Evanston, Illinois. I had to check on a few shoes and sweater, and I especially came to the store because they usually have a markdown merchandise. Because of the economy, I cannot afford to pay the full price. Even if I like it, I let it go because I just don't afford to.
Are you employed right now?
Yes, I have a small daycare. I lost a few clients, and because they lost the job, so we just couldn't continue on relying upon that income.
My name is Melissa Farrell. I live in Rogers Park in Chicago. It being summer, things have been a little bit looser just because you want to have some fun during the summer, but we're kind of watching every penny, trying to do budgeting. In fact, with the beginning of the month, I just did budgets all morning. Pretty stressful, trying to figure out how we're going to save money for the rest of the year, not knowing what's going to happen.
Kate Kane, Stuart Machick, Abida Sayed, and Melissa Farrell in Lincolnwood, Illinois.